RadioMD.com.
It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
We've been hearing about the Mediterranean diet for years, and there's a new study that suggests that eating healthy foods from the Mediterranean diet may help your brain stay in good shape as you get older. And that these researchers said that people over 65 who ate more fish, vegetables, fruit, grains, and olive oil had a larger brain volume than a similar group who didn't follow a Mediterranean diet, which tells you that my brain is huge. I'm just kidding, but here I am to tell you about the Mediterranean diet. If you don't know what it is, because of these new studies that keep coming out that say that this diet is, which really is high in omega-3s and a lot of grains and a lot of vegetables and low in red meat and saturated fats, can be better for Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, so many things. Here's how to do it if it's not something that you've really ever tried. Some of the key components of the Mediterranean diet emphasize eating primarily plant-based foods, but it is not a vegetarian diet. But they primarily plant-based foods such as fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, and nuts. If you don't know what to do with your legumes, your lentils, your quinoa, your grains, all these things, make it a little competition in your family. Let's pick a new grain. Let's pick a new legume. Let's pick a new vegetable this week. Let's go to the produce department and pick out kale, and let's find a recipe, and whoever picks the best recipe, that person wins something. They get to decide what movie we go to that weekend, whatever it is. Replacing things like butter with healthy fats such as olive oil. Now, there is room for butter. Butter can be very good for you, especially if it's clarified butter. You can find that on the stores at Whole Foods and places like that. Can be really, really good for you. Using a lot of herbs and spices, turmeric and, you know, coriander, and all of these things are being more and more shown to help with metabolism and help as antioxidants, curcumin, all those things. Limiting your red meat to no more than a few times a month. If you really like that hamburger, have that hamburger, but don't have a hamburger every day. Don't have it all the time. You know, keep your steak amounts to just the size of your palm. Eating more fish and poultry, certainly eating more fish, salmon, mackerel, herring, sardines, anchovies. All of these are so wonderful. I'm out of time now, but you know what I'm talking about. And I will talk more about healthy eating, the Mediterranean diet, exercise, and how good it all is for you. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.